Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, when there isn't a football game, which there will be a few of the next few weeks. But when there's not, I'll be there. We're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play songs I love. And to throw in an occasional reading or a joke or a story, which I call a wombat. I don't have any real planned wombats tonight. We're going to start off with a song that may never have been played on the radio before, for all I know. It's from the movie Jane Mansfield's Car. And it was the song played during the final credits. It's by Owen Esterling Hatfield, and it's called All Things Fall Apart. I think that's what it's called, or Things Fall Apart. I like the song a lot. I had to look for it hard. I finally just got it right off the DVD that the movie was on. It's called Things Fall Apart. So here you go.
What were they thinking? And what were they were believing? Did they pay off all of their debts? My head's in the clouds anytime there's bad weather, wondering if storms have a heart. I spend all my time putting pieces together, but they all fall. Could he see through the fog? Was she petting the dog? Were the kids having dreams they could fly? Was the man in the truck hauling clouds of bad luck? Are his hands full of tears that won't dry? The darkness is heavy, but just really the start. I spend all my time putting pieces together, but they all fall apart. We'll all go through the portal, yeah, no one's immortal, but the time and the place puzzles me. A prisoner of the details, my theory always fails to free me from death's mystery. My head's in the clouds anytime there's bad weather, wondering if storms have a heart. I spend all my time putting pieces together.
That was They All Fall Apart by Owen Esterling Hatfield from the movie Jane Mansfield's Car. Good movie, by the way. Got it at the Abingdon Library. Well, next up is something from 1975. It's by Paul Simon. It's called 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. And I like the story, I like the words, but I especially like the rhythm and the drum. It's just got a kind of a hypnotizing kind of thing. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon.
Try problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. And I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
That was 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. Well, next is one of the great classics of country music, I think. It's Willie Nelson singing Always on My Mind. There were over 300 recorded releases of this song, and a number of them went up into the top 20, including Elvis Presley. But Willie Nelson took it to number one. And I happen to be reminded of this song. I'm watching a show right now called Newsroom, which I enjoy a lot. It's written by the same guy who did West Wing, or at least the early shows were. Anyway, last night's show, the protagonist, Will, who's a sort of a very bright news announcer, was sitting in a bar listening to this song, and he said, you know, there have been a lot of recordings of this, but this is the only one I ever come back to. And it reminded me of the song, and it reminded me that I like this song a lot, too. Also, if you've ever been in a relationship that failed and you regretted it, this song will speak to you. This is Willie Nelson singing Always on My Mind.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me, tell me that your sweet love hasn't died.
Willie Nelson singing Always on My Mind. Next up is one of my favorite songs for a number of reasons. It's by Chris Williamson, who's a feminist singer who really made it big in the 70s, but I think she's still recording. And I saw her live a few times, and I saw her perform this song, Waterfall. And it's a nice song. It has a number of different parts. The chorus, which doesn't come till late in the song, is about filling up and spilling over, and it's kind of a nice kind of image. Anyway, I saw her live at a music festival up in New York State, north of New York City, and she had a large audience. It was one of the main events of the day, and we were sitting on the grass. There must have been, 500 people maybe, something on that order, and she was up on a stage and singing the song, and she had an interpreter who was doing the song in sign language, which was nice. And interestingly enough, the Waterfall chorus, the sign language for it, was a particularly strong sequence of motions with the hands, and the Waterfall chorus repeats over and over each time. Well, the audience got into this. I did. And we began to do this hand motions with the sign language person, so that every time the chorus came around, we would all bring our hands out and join in, and it really was fun. Well, the woman doing the sign language noticed this, and she was embarrassed. She didn't want to become the center of attention for the audience. She was just there to help interpret Chris Williamson's song, so she stopped doing the repetitive motions. She used different motions each time so that we couldn't follow her. And it was too bad, because it was really one of the more delightful parts of the whole thing. Not that I don't love the song and Chris Williamson's version of it, but I think she wrote this. But I did think the sign language was an important part of the whole thing. And it's too bad it stopped. So this is Waterfall by Chris Williamson. Thank you.
Sometimes it takes a rainy day just to let you know everything's gonna be
That was Waterfall by Chris Williamson. I want to tell you a little more about that. The festival that I was at was the Clearwater Festival, which was founded by Pete Seeger's support group. They were trying to clear up the Hudson River. And Pete Seeger was usually at the festival. We'd see him walking around. You could talk to him. And this that year, for a number of years, they held it on a small peninsula sticking out into the Hudson River near the bridge there. And it was coming out from the Westchester side. And it was just lovely. We were out there with the river all around us and wonderful music. And those were the days when I was very active in the New York City Pinewoods Folk Music Club. And, of course, this was a folk festival near New York City. So I'd often see friends. And Debbie McClatchy was a friend who used to run a food concession there. And others would be doing the booths for different things. So it was a really wonderful event. It was only maybe 5 miles from where I lived in Hastings-on-Hudson, New York. And got a big kick out of it. So that was the Clearwater Festival back in the late 70s, I'd say. And that's where Chris Williamson was performing that song. Well, next up is a country music song, one of my favorites, Digging Up Bones by Randy Travis. I love Randy Travis's music. Two of his songs are top of my list. This is one, and the other one is The Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart. And I've performed both of them. I love these songs. I learn them. I get somebody to sing them with me. So this is Digging Up Bones. It's the story of a man whose marriage has failed. And he talks well about it. So, if you've ever had a marriage fail, you'll understand this song better. But even if you haven't, he talks about it so clearly, it's kind of hard to miss.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. Put mine on the finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and...
That was Randy Travis singing Digging Up Bones. Well, next is another interesting song. This is Cherry Bomb by John Cougar Mellencamp. It was recorded when he was 38, and he was looking back on his teenage years. To me, John Cougar Mellencamp represents youth. I used to watch him on MTV, and he just always seemed to have a lot of energy and spirit, and I loved his music. I like this song in particular. Cherry Bomb was the name he gave to a club. He invented a club when he was a teenager, and his kids, his friends and he used to hang out there. And so in the song, he called it Cherry Bomb. In the notes, he said the real name of the club was The Last Exit, but in any case, it was a club that he went. I want to read you a paragraph I found about John Mellencamp. And he lived in Bloomington, Indiana. And oddly enough, about the time he was a teenager, I lived in Columbus, Indiana, only about 30 miles away. And we used to go over to Bloomington. That's where the Performing Arts, University of Indiana is there. And John was a townie, and Bloomington is very much a town versus university college town. There are, I think, over 30,000, Lord knows how many there are now, students at University of Indiana. So he was a townie and a bit of a punk, I think. Got in trouble. I want to read you a short paragraph by Timothy White, who was the editor of Billboard magazine, wrote this in 2001. John Mellencamp is arguably the most important roots rocker of his generation. John has made fiddles, hammer dulcimers, auto harps, and accordions lead rock instruments on a par with electric guitar, bass, and drums. And he also brought what he calls a raw Appalachian lyrical outlook to his songs. Mellencamp's best music is rock and roll stripped of all escapism, and it looks directly at the messiness of life as it's actually lived in his music. Mortality, anxiety, acts of God, questions of romance and brotherhood, and crisis of conscience all collide and demand hard decisions. This is rock music that tells the truth on both its composer and the culture he's observing. So that's quite a commentary. And he makes some very good songs. I find it very interesting that here he is, 38, looking back on his youth, when I still feel he was young then, and his music has a very strong sense of youth and power and energy. So anyway, this is Cherry Bomb from 1989 by John Mellencamp.
Friends around. say yeah, yeah, yeah. Aye. Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
John Mellencamp with Cherry Bomb. Back in the 70s when I used to watch MTV, John Mellencamp would be often on there. Cherry Bomb went to number one in the U.S., so I saw that. And one thing I always liked was he had a fiddler in the group, a young woman usually, that's probably the same young woman, beautiful woman, played lovely fiddle. So in all of his songs, here he was singing rock and everything else, he'd have this Appalachian-sounding fiddle in there. And that further contributed to my love for the violin and the fiddle. Well, we're moving on now to something that's kind of faded from the pages of history. This is by Heather Berry and Tony Mabee. And M-A-B-E, Tony. I saw them perform at Carterfold, and I think they were great. And I particularly like this song, which Heather Berry wrote. She has a beautiful voice. Tony Mabee is a master banjo player and guitarist. And I thought they were going places. They had an album out. I think I bought the album. But in searching for them on Google and places like that, they're not there. They've disappeared. So I guess maybe their career hasn't blossomed as much as I had hoped it would. Anyway, this is Heather Berry and Tony Mabee singing a beautifully simple song called Scissors and Paper.
Together we'll be quite a team. I'll cut out chairs and a table where we'll sit and cut out our dreams. I'll get me some scissors and paper until
Scissors and Paper. And that was by Heather Berry and Tony Mabe. Or maybe, M-A-B-Y, M-A-B-E. Well, time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. My name is Harry Baya, and you're listening to Wombats and Music. And I bring you this show each Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's my chance to play for you songs I love. I don't limit my repertoire at all. I'll play anything. But most of my songs are country or 50s and pop. I don't do a lot of jazz. I do very few instrumentals, but I do a few. I'll do absolutely anything that I like. And I love every song I've played tonight, and I love every song I ever play. The next one up is going to be Mama's Drinking Liquor Again by King Tyrone. This is hard rock. Well, I shouldn't say that. This is country rock. And it's got a heavy beat and just a story. And, you know, you might think, so Mama's drinking again, so what? Well, he says she hasn't had a drink since 1972. So obviously something has gotten Mama off her rocker. And she is on a warpath. And watch out, world. Here comes Mama. So this is by King Tyrone. King Tyrone and the Graveyard Ramblers from 2010. Mama is drinking liquor. Again.
Let's call the police. Mama drunk.
Wake up. Mama's drinking liquor again. Wake up. Better lose her cool. Wake up, everybody. Mama's drinking liquor again. Now wake up. Mama's drinking liquor again.
Mama passed out in the shade. Jerry Wayne Dunn brought home a bad grade.
Mama's sure ain't no fool, y'all. So wake up.
Mama's drinking liquor again.
That was King Tyrone and the Graveyard Ramblers singing Mama's Drinking Liquor Again. Well, as those of you who listen regularly know, I really enjoy an occasional huge change of pace. So we're going to go from country rock to soft, what do I call this, socially, politically correct, sensitive stuff. This is by Dar Williams. And she's a young folk singer. Well, she's 38 now, but she's been recording for many years. And in this era of growing acceptance of different sexuality and transgender and stuff, this song speaks to a lot. The song is called When I Was a Boy, and it's a young woman talking about having been a tomboy. And I like it a lot, and I like it because there's kind of a trick transition in the middle. So watch for that. So this is Dar Williams singing When I Was a Boy.
I won't forget when Peter Pan came to my house, took my hand. I said I was a boy, I'm glad he didn't check. I learned to fly, I learned to fight, I lived a whole life in one night. We saved each other's lives out on the pirate deck. And I remember that night when I'm leaving a late night with some friends, and I hear somebody tell me it's not safe, someone should help me. I need to find a nice man to walk me home. When I was a boy, scared the pants off of my mom, climbed what I could climb up. And I don't know how I survived, I guess I knew the tricks that all boys knew. And you can walk me home, but I was a kid that you would like, just a small boy on her bike, riding topless, yeah, I never cared who saw. My neighbor came outside to say, get your shirt, I said no way, it's the last time, I'm not breaking any law. And now I'm in this clothing store, and the signs say less is more. More that's tight means more to see, more for them, not more for me. That can help me climb a tree 10 seconds flat. When I was a boy, see that picture that was me, grass stained shirt and dusty knees. And I know things have gotta change. They got pills to sell, they got implants to put in, they got implants to remove. But I am not forgetting that I was a boy too. And like the woods where I would creep, it's a secret I can keep, except when I'm tired, except when I'm being cut off. God, I've had a lonesome, awful day. The conversation finds its way to catching fireflies out in the backyard. And so I tell the man I'm weak about the other life I live. And I say, now you're Top Gun, I have lost and you have won. And he says, oh no, no, can't you see? When I was a girl, my mom and I, we always talked, and I picked flowers everywhere that I walked. And I could always cry, now even when I'm alone, I seldom do. And I have lost some kindness, but I was a just like me, and I was just like you.
When I Was a Boy by Dar Williams. I saw Dar Williams live. She was born and raised in Chappaqua, part of Westchester County, and I spent 34 years of my life in Chappaqua. And she used to perform at local venues, and I went to see her a couple times, I think. And a gentle, lovely woman. Well, the next one is, again, a slight change of pace. This is country music by Kenny Rogers. It's called Scarlet Fever, from 1983, and it's a story of a man who is captured by watching a dancer, and his heart is torn. And I had an experience a little bit like that, which I won't talk about in any detail. I didn't actually do anything or get to know the person at all, but I did actually speak with her once, just like this guy said, their eyes met, and but she was just entrancing. And there's something about a person dancing that some people have a skill to project themselves out in a way that's hard to describe. I think the best ballet dancers have that. I think the best dancers of all genres have that. And this is a story about one of those people. So I bring you Scarlet Fever by Kenny Rogers.
Stood outside the lucky star, staring at the flashing sign. It read, come on in and watch young Scarlet's body come alive. Let her dance for you and cast her spell. You'll swear you can't believe her. Be careful not to catch that scarlet fever. So I paid my fare and walked down front and found an empty chair. As I settled in, young Scarlet took the ribbons from her hair. The moves her body made while the music played were the likes I've never seen. And she became the envy of my dreams. One by one, her tease and movements brought the crowd out of the seats. And all at once, young Scarlet danced
marked another heart upon her chain. Now I get scarlet fever every time I see her. But she's a nightclub teaser, not paid to notice me. Yes, I get scarlet fever if she knew how much I need her. She placed her hand in my hand and danced away with me. She looked 25, but I was told she was just 16. She had a way of making a man believe she danced for only him. As she tantalized, I fantasized and felt the sound of my heartbeat. And every night I dreamed she'd fall in love with me.
Then one night while driving in, my eyes began to tear. The sign outside the Lucky Star said Scarlet isn't here. She left that day to find a life of bigger and better things. And she left behind my chain of broken dreams. But I still get scarlet fever. In my mind
That was Kenny Rogers and Scarlet Fever. We've got time for one more song. It's going to be a short one. It's by a woman I knew fairly well and admired greatly. Jean Ritchie was born in Viper, Kentucky, and died last year. She is one of the great folk music singers of our era. Let me read just a little bit about her. It says, as the youngest of 14 siblings, Jean was one of 10 girls who slept in one room of the farming family's farmhouse. She was quick to memorize songs, and with Chalmers and Vilma McDaniels performed at local dances at country fairs, where they repeatedly won blue ribbons in Hazard, the county seat. Jean recalls that when the family acquired a radio in the late 40s, they discovered that what they had been singing was hillbilly music, a word they had never heard. The Ritchies of Perry County were one of the two great ballad-singing families of Kentucky, celebrated among folk scholars. So Jean was quite a musician. I knew her through two things. One is I went to a camp where she was the camp director for a week. I got to know her a little bit and talked with her at times. Went to her 55th birthday party, I think it was. And she is a master of the mountain dulcimer. This recording is of Old Bangum, a song I learned from her and have performed. So here's to Jean Ritchie, one of the finer musicians I have known in my life.
Bangum rid by the riverside, Dillum down, Dillum. Three young ladies there he spied, Dillum down, Dillum. Killy call, cuddle down, Killy call, corn. There's a wild boar in these woods, Dillum down, Dillum. He'll eat his meat, he'll suck his blood, Dillum down, Dillum. Killy call, cuddle down, Killy call, corn. If you would this wild boar see, Dillum down, Dillum, blow a blast, he'll come to thee. Dillum down, Dillum, killy-caw, cuddle down, killy-caw, corn. Slap the horn into his mouth, Dillum down, Dillum, blew a blast both north and south. Dillum down, Dillum, Killycaw cuddle down, Killycaw corn. Wild boar come in such a rash, Dillum down, Dillum, split his way through oak and ash, Dillum down, Dillum, Killycaw cuddle down, Killycaw corn. Fit 4 hours by the day, Dillum down, Dillum, at last the wild boar run away, Dillum down, Dillum, Killycaw cuddle down, Killycaw corn. Old Bangum followed him to his den, Dillum down, Dillum, and saw the bones of 1,000 men, Dillum down, Dillum, Killycaw cuddle down, Killycaw corn.
That was Gene Ritchie singing Old Bangum. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday night at 7, Saturdays at 1. We're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And I want to close the show with my weekly encouragement, that something I want you to do with me each week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.